Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. We talk to Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
Doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Scott, you know, I don't like to bring up the past, man, but like when we were playing the Rays.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, I have to, because I still don't know what Bryce Harper said. Could you tell me what Bryce Harper said when he was talking to the pitcher for the Rays?
Please don't.
I didn't know what he said.
I don't know. I wasn't within earshot. I have no idea what he said.
Because everybody said they could read his lips. I couldn't
read
it.
It was pretty clear, Hugh. He was upset.
Somebody's going to get dumped if we do this.
No, I'm saying I did not. I couldn't
you
read his
drop
lips.
It.
Fine. How are you doing,
Kyle.
Scott? Forget
on the button.
Forget it, Scott. How are you doing? How are the Phillies looking right now to you?
They look pretty good, right? I mean,
yes.
All's right with the world. I mean, I'd like them, obviously, everybody would like them to be a little more healthy, and they'd like to see Harper hit the ball out of the ballpark. And but, I mean, the pitching looks really good right now. You know, the bullpen looks deep. I mean,
yeah,
deep.
That is true.
The way they're going, and I mean, if you're going to have a time of year where the bullpen is firing on all cylinders, it's September and October when you want that. So, you know, October, you get to use them more. Mm-hmm. All those off days that are built in, you can kind of lean on those guys a little bit more. So, in fact, they're going good right now. That's very encouraging.
You know what? Speaking of pitching, are we somewhat concerned about Ranger? Because, you know, his last outing, he wasn't the greatest. Are we a little bit concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, until he shows – I mean, Ranger's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, and he can pitch with diminished stuff, if you will, better than most, but I think they'd all feel better if his stuff ticked up velocity-wise and whatnot, and his command got a little bit better, but there's a lot of layoff, a lot of time off, and it looks like a lot of rust, and that's something that I think these last few starts that he'll get, and they'll be watching it close, I think.
Scott, interesting series starting tonight, and then we'll see the same team next weekend, the New York Mets. The last time we saw them, they were a mess in London. Now, the Phillies are still where they were then, although they had some ups and downs, but they're still at the top of the NL. But now here come the Mets in a playoff spot right now. And what's interesting from my perspective, Scott, is the Phillies are going to have a big say in whom gets that last playoff spot, whether it be the Braves or it be the New York Mets. What do you think of this Mets team now that they come in here and, you know, of those two teams, Mets and Braves, which one do you think looks more dangerous as we head towards the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the Mets, lately, obviously. They've obviously played great baseball. Numbers-wise, I mean, you know, Lindor's having an unbelievable year. The way they're playing baseball right now, you'd have to say they're the more dangerous team. Momentum is certainly on their side. There's no doubt about that. Atlanta, I don't know what the deal is really with Lopez now. You know, I think the thing that scares you about Atlanta in terms of facing them in the playoffs is a legit big three if Lopez is available. The Mets pitching, I think there's some unheralded guys that are having big performances. You know, Manaea's had a huge turnaround for his year and has been a big part of their success. I think the Braves, if Lopez was healthy, that's a pretty formidable 1-2-3. And I don't know that there's too many teams in baseball that are that good, especially against the Phillies. I mean, they've shown the ability to do that against the Phillies. Lopez has, for sure. So, you're the Phillies. You don't worry about that stuff. Just go win tonight, go win tomorrow, and try to, you know, count that magic number down and be ready to go whoever your opponent is come October.
That number's 9, by the way.
That number is 9. We're getting close now, Scott. 9 is the number for the NL East. 8, I believe, for a playoff spot. 12 for a postseason bye here. And, Scott, that next series after the Mets is really the key there, because the Phillies swept the Brewers in June. So if they get 1 in Milwaukee, they have the tiebreaker. If they get 2, they can really push some distance. It feels like the next week is kind of the one last push for the Phillies before maybe they throttle down a little bit that final week.
Yeah, I mean, the next 10 games, because you've got it head-to-head, you can check off all those boxes that you want to check. You don't have to look at anybody else. You don't have to see what somebody else is doing. Doesn't really matter. You win your games, and you're going to, you know, in a lot of cases, you're going to drop your magic number by 2, you know, for one of those numbers you just mentioned, right? Whether it's the division or just a playoff spot or to get a bye. So that's... You know,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You just got it right in front of you. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just go win your game.
Scott, I'm talking to Scott Fransky here on a Fransky Friday. Scott, the Phillies have had a lot of nagging little injuries that have cost guys some time here. Bohm, Realmuto, the expectations, they're coming back. Scott, what do you know about the situation with Austin Hayes? And assuming he's going to be healthy, and obviously real health before baseball health, do you think there's enough time for Austin, if he gets back, to kind of work his way back to being the starter against righties? Because he was that when they traded for him, but he's missed a lot of time here.
He's missed a lot of time. And I wasn't there on Wednesday, but it sounded like, you know, they're trying, and maybe there's slow progress, but there was still a lot of fatigue going on for him. We'll see how he is today and when they get there, and he'll obviously go through the paces, but running out of runway for, you know, a lot of these guys to try to get back, not only get back and get healthy, but, you know, get their swings right again. You got a lot of faith in guys like JT and Bohm to have a layoff and come back. But, I don't know. I don't know if there is, you know, and, you know, Marsh, I think, has played, and Marsh and Rojas really have both played pretty well, you know, by and large. And I think that lessens the sort of urgency to rush somebody like Hayes back. But he's a veteran guy. He's been around. And I think if he's healthy and if he gets his energy back, gets his legs back after this infection, then I think you're still talking about a guy that's, going to figure fairly prominently in the postseason plans.
Scott, I'm curious. Let's say the next week goes well for the Phillies, and maybe sometime next weekend they clinch this division, and maybe they have themselves a decent cushion for the number two seed. So that final week, we know they're going to be at least the bye, and it's a matter of Dodgers 1, Phillies 2, or vice versa. How much do you think they will push for it? Because that is fascinating to me. If they try the final week to get the one, or are they comfortable with, okay, we have a bye, let's just get everyone healthy and rested before the playoffs?
Well, the thing is if you have a bye, you're going to get rest before the playoffs, right? Because you're going to have five days off, right? You're going to have Monday through Friday off. So if you get the bye, then you've got built-in rest already. So I don't know that they're going to be super aggressive about sitting guys. I think, you know, you're going to see the normal, if they win the division the next day, you're going to have the hangover lineup. You know what I mean? Because there's that celebratory night. And then I think, you know, you're going to see scattered days where, you know, a Schwarber's off or a Harper is off or a JT is off. But, you know, I think you're going to have rest built in if you secure the bye. And I still think they believe, I know Rob Thompson believes that one game can make all the difference. And if it means one game between playing at Dodger Stadium or playing at CBP, where do you think they want to play?
CBP.
Right? I think they're going to still try to go for it. Or, you know, whether it's the Dodgers or if we're talking about, you know, somebody gets hot in the American League and makes a run at it too. I think that's, you know, I think that's important to them to have the best overall record at this stage.
Scott, let's end with this. I think we talked about this a few months ago when it was Bryce Harper in the running first half of the season with Shohei Ohtani. He's obviously not anymore for an MVP, but a guy in here tonight, it seems like, is Francisco Lindor, the shortstop of the Mets. Scott, where do you come down on the MVP when it's a DH versus an everyday player? Shohei's numbers offensively are significantly higher than Lindor's, but he's a tremendous defensive player, and he's got pretty darn good numbers himself. This is going to be an interesting vote. I think Ohtani wins, but Lindor's made a push.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's going to win, I think. First of all, we're just making such a huge deal out of the 50-50, and that's great. It's an incredible achievement, and the guy is an otherworldly kind of player. But, for me, a guy who goes out there and plays a premium position like shortstop every single day, to me, that's pretty remarkable. And, I mean, it's really hard to put up numbers when you're out there all nine innings, every day, every game. it's hard. I mean, you collect stats, sure, but it's hard to keep your energy up. It's hard to play a premium position and play it exceptionally well defensively like that throughout a season. So it's the same with me for Cy Young. I mean, I lean on people who throw innings. It's why I still think, you know, Zach Wheeler was better than Burns a couple of years ago. I still think being available, going deep in games, that kind of thing, it's important. And I just think that for a guy like Lindor to play every day, he's not going to win, but I think he should be strongly considered. And anybody who plays every day should be strongly considered, because as Charlie Manuel always said, it ain't easy to be an everyday player in the major leagues. It's just, it takes a special, special breed. And Lindor's done it for a long time, and he's having a huge year.
He has. And it's going to be a fun race. We'll see how it ends up. Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be watching and listening this weekend, and we'll catch up next week, maybe on the verge of a clinch next Friday. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There we go. Scott Fransky of Fransky Friday. Yeah, I think baseball is anticipating the Phillies are going to clinch next weekend. You see what they did for next weekend?
What'd they do?
They moved all of those games next weekend against the Mets to national TV. I think ESPN is Sunday night.
So we can see it on TV.
Yeah,
we can see it on the big screen.
I think that they're anticipating a Phillies clinch coming up about a week from now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We got a lot to talk about here. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon? I say yes. Everyone's calling me plant-based for this. I just want this guy to stay healthy the full year. We'll also throw the Phillies in. Something we talked about with Scott a few minutes ago. Which potential NL East opponent is a better matchup for the Phillies in the playoffs? The Phillies control this to an extent. Who gets in, Mets or Braves? We'll discuss it. Plus a football Q&A coming up at 1245. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.